Hello, Audioboo. I hope everyone's doing well.
I thought I'd record myself doing my work because I like to talk to myself while I do work and I like to read things out. And I'm in a little bit of a crazy mood where I have to get two essays in by Thursday evening. And one of them, that's why I'm recording myself, because this one isn't so difficult because I'm up to the halfway mark. I basically need to finish a self-critique of a performance course, which is basically I've taken about a series of 12 lessons throughout the year, and I have to play 15 minutes of music on an instrument that I've never played before until the beginning of this year. And yeah, I need to do this. Sorry. Okay. Normal guidance from my teacher. Oh Lord. A lot from my teacher. Okay. For this to be successful, what was I going to write next? Okay, it's easier than expected to pinpoint the exact quarter tone I wanted. However, in the beginning, I did a lot more. Oh God, I needed right. Mm-hmm. I needed a lot more
Gmail
guidance.
Gmail notification. Gmail. Kiana on the job. Re. Ethno revision bullet. I all. Sorry, I haven't replied sooner. Friday sounds like a good plan. I will. Ellipsis.
Okay, I just got a Gmail notification. Yeah, my phone distracts me, but at least it's a good thing. It's a revision session, so it's not wasting time, technically. No. In the beginning, I needed a lot more guidance from my teacher for this to be successful. Another issue I had with tuning is that I wanted to be able... sugar. To be able to tune my oud myself without any help from my teacher. This proved to be more difficult than we anticipated semicolon. It is a lot more difficult to tune an oud than it is to tune a guitar or kora, for example. This is due to the fact that the oud has two pegs per note, semicolon, and if one does not know the exact peg each note, the exact pegs, because it's two pegs, each note is tuned with, one could end up tuning the oud. Oh no, detuning. Detuning the notes you have just tuned. You have just spent. Detuning the notes. One had spent a while to tune to perfection. I may delete that, but yeah. It's a self-critique, so it's like a kind of diary thing. It's not as formal as a proper essay, and it's more to do with my thoughts. Obviously, I'm going to make it academic in some ways. I've written some things like theoretical concepts, and I think I'm going to write more about that in my actual learning diary, which I will probably finish after dinner, and then I'll submit it. And for spell check, I always spell check so I don't have to do so much of that. So much of it afterwards. Like, it's less if I check through it while I'm doing it. Detune. My God, is that even a word? Detuning the note? Oh, God. Untuning, I guess. I don't know. I'm so dumb. Detuning. I don't know, because I mean, when I wrote pre-composed, I didn't, it didn't come up as a... There is detune. No, there isn't. There's something. God, I'm going to leave it for now. And if I think of something else, I'll do that. Wow. Great. Okay. Has spent a while to tune to perfection. Okay. To tune to the... whatever. To tune, maybe. to properly tune, I think, because I don't want it to sound too silly. Right. Okay. I mean, obviously, I don't care what they think. I just want to do this work and end it. I did my best, though, and, yeah. I'll just say I did. I strove valiantly. I'm joking. I'm not going with that. I strove valiantly. Until I endeavoured to complete the task to the perfection. Okay, I'm going to forget that. Yeah, I'm done. I can say I did my best to learn which pegs were for which notes, and to learn to at least learn which pegs corresponded, yeah, with which notes with E, with all the strings. Okay, with which strings, something like that, with which peg, yeah, I can say what pegs corresponded with what with strings. I don't know if that makes sense. To at least learn the pegs that corresponded, or I could say the two pegs that corresponded with the string. With the string. Or note. I don't know, I'll just have to see if that makes sense some other time. Okay, I can say I wanted to write about the theory, more about theory. Maybe I should do that before. Okay. Theory theorists, not to confuse matters, are both approaches, as both approaches were very different, even if some of their overlaps. What? Even if some of their overlaps and similarities. Classical theory out of the process of learning Middle Eastern classical music theory, so as not to confuse matters, as both approaches were very different, even though some of their thumb things, I guess, I don't really like, ugh, even though some things, aspects, yes, even though some aspects, oh my god, overlapped or similar. Even though aspects were similar. Yeah, okay. Or even though there were some overlaps and certain aspects were similar. Right, that sounds better, doesn't it? Certain aspects were similar. Learning the scales. Okay, I can, yeah, and then I can be like, an example of a difference was that a lot of the theoretical note names, of the scales I learnt, and some of the note names used were actually French. An example is used. I don't want to say example 10 times. French. Quart bémol. Quart bémol. Equates to the term quarter tone in English. I know that quart means quarter. Quarter in French. So I presumed bémol is tone. I found it hard to ascertain whether all the words were French or whether some
Gmail notification. Gmail. Kiana on the job. Re. Ethno revision bullet high guys. I booked the small practice room downstairs for Friday the 1st of March p.m.